السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تعس عبد الدينار وعبد الدرهم وعبد الخميسة إن أعطي رضي وإن لم يعط سخط. تعس وانتكس وإذا شيك فلن تقش. طوبى لعبد أخذ بعنان فرسه في سبيل الله أشعث رأسه مغبرة قدماه. إن كان في الحراسة كان في الحراسة وإن كان في الساقة كان في الساقة وإن استأذن لم يؤذن لم يؤذن له وإن شفع لم يشفع. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, destruction for the one who is a slave of the dinar and the dirham, and the one who is a slave of khamisa. When he is given worldly things, he is satisfied, and whenever he is not given, he is displeased. Allah subhanahu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person who becomes a slave to wealth and a slave to material things. Khamisa here was an expensive type of clothing. The ulama explained that it refers to all material things, whether it is motor cars, whether it is electronics, whatever people are, any person has got a weakness towards. So a person becomes a slave to these things, meaning that his whole objective in life becomes only this. Just to acquire wealth, just to acquire material things, that becomes his objective in life. It becomes like a religion to him. And his whole happiness and unhappiness is based on this. As long as his business is thriving, he's happy. If the business, something goes a little bit wrong, now that gives him depression. Now he gets into a lot of fikr, a lot of worry. But, for example, if he can't read Quran Sharif with Tajweed, that doesn't worry him. If his namaz is not of a good standard, that doesn't bother him. He doesn't have sunnah in his life, it doesn't bother him. But now if he can't get the latest cell phone, that puts him into worry. How am I going to get it now? What contract I can take and what strings I can pull and I can get it. So his whole fikr, his whole worry is only about wealth and material things. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says destruction. Destruction for a person who is like that. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that such a person is indeed destroyed and he is extremely ruined. If a thorn also pricks him, he should not be helped. The person who is like this, he's become a dunyadar, then he mustn't even be assisted. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tuba, glad tidings, blessed. Blessed is for that servant who holds firmly the reins of his horse in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. That his life is the deen of Allah Ta'ala. That becomes his life. The deen of, what it means, he holds his reins in the path of Allah Ta'ala. One is that person who is in jihad. That is the ultimate person who is in jihad. Right? But it also includes any person who is in any khidmat of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. A person whose fikr is the deen of Allah. Now his situation is such that he is holding firm to the reins of his horse in the path of Allah, whilst his hair is disheveled, his feet are soiled with dust. So ulama explained that this doesn't mean he is dirty. What it means is that he is not worried about being tip-top now, you know, prim and proper. my clothing must be of a certain way. And Hazrat Mahmudul Hamid Sahib, he went on to explain that sometime a person is wearing amama, or even his topi, whatever, not 10 times look in the mirror now, you know. He tied the amama, no, man, that thing is not dead center. Take it out, start again, you know. Must have that thing must be perfect now. So the person who is like that, he too is caught up in this. He too is a slave of clothing. Although the clothing he is wearing is a sunnat libas, but now he's so particular, you know. Start wearing a jubba now, you know. Jubba must be certain, how it's sitting and how it must be ironed. He's wearing a scarf now, that thing must get pressed, you know, where that V must be there. And, you know, both the tail, everything must be meeting. One mustn't be a little bit off from the other. So his attention is so much on that, but is he worried about perfecting his namaz? He's so worried before Jummah, he's even coming late, not reading Surah Kahf also. He was very busy putting that amama now. 10 times he tied the thing. But then when he come in the masjid, is he worried about how he's sitting? Is he worried about how he read his namaz? Is he worried about how he listened to the khutbah? So he's not worried about those dini aspects, but he's so worried about his clothes. So, this person who is in the path of Allah Ta'ala, he is beyond that. He's not worried about those things. What clothing Allah Ta'ala provides him, he will wear it. He's not worried 10 times now, look in the mirror, my hair now, how it is, you know, one strand mustn't be out. He's not worried about all that. That is what it means, that his hair is disheveled, his feet are soiled with dust. If he is placed to guard, he remains there. What it means? If whatever position is given to him, whatever position is given to him, he accepts it. If he goes in Jamaat, for example, the Amir Sahib tells him that you in khidmat duty. Now he doesn't think, no, I'm an alim now, they're supposed to choose me to give the bayan. Now they're putting me in khidmat duty, I must wash the plates and cut onions there and make the baked beans. He doesn't think like that. Khidmat duty, alhamdulillah, I'll do that. A person is in the madrasa and he is told that, no, now, you know, you must teach this kitab. He don't say, no, this kitab is not for me, and I want to teach that kitab. In fact, Hazrat Mahmudul Hamid Sahib mentioned that we meet some of our students, Hazrat Morana is mentioning, he said, we meet some of our students, and we ask them, what you're teaching? So they start from all the high kitabs, teaching this kitab, that kitab. I teach the first year also in Munnahawa, you know, like, that one, they don't want to mention that they're teaching the basic kitab. And he says that, I meet some of my students, I ask them, what you're teaching? They start from the basic kitabs. That's what I'm teaching. Although that person may be teaching Bukhari Sharif also. But he starts from there. So Mu'abdul Hamid Sahib says, there's a big difference between the two. One has got pride, the other one has got humility. Big difference between the two. So, the same thing applies in our life. Now, there is dini khidmat. Whatever dini khidmat it is, right? Now we got our choices and our this thing and my feelings will be taken into consideration. Sometimes we want to start judging this one. That, no. The student sometimes, he is not progressing with his, he's blaming the ustad. You say, no, if I go to that Morana's class, I'll move faster. How is that Morana going to make him learn faster? He has to learn whichever class he is. If he learns, he'll progress. If he goes in another Ustad's class, how is he going to take 2 pages sabak and 3 pages sabak? If another student in another Ustad's class is taking 3 pages sabak, He will take three-page sabak, whichever class he goes to. Whichever class he goes to, he will take three-page sabak, because Allah gave him that kind of a brain and he is putting that kind of effort. So sometime, no matter what situation we are in our deen, we must accept it. Accept it, be happy, carry on. That is what this means. That if he is placed, he is sent to the front, he is sent to the back, he is sent right, left, wherever he is sent, he remains there. If he is told, you stand guard here, he stays guard. If he is told, you go in the back line, he goes to the back line. Now the person who was sent to the back line, either he was in charge of the pots, the cooking, or he was in charge of staying behind the army, and now if anybody forgot anything, whatever, he must pick it up and come. But that too he is happy. Whatever duty is given to him, he accepts it. And his situation is such, he is so unknown, such an unknown personality, that if he have to seek permission, he won't be given permission. In other words, he is not allowed in all the important meetings and everything. If he has to go somewhere, some important meeting is happening, sorry, stay outside, we're busy here. He's like that. He's an unknown person. If he has to make a recommendation for somebody or a sifarish for somebody, nobody is going to listen to him. They won't even listen to him. So his outward amal is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. His inside also is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. And he is an unknown person amongst the people, amongst the community. He is just hidden, carries on, does his work. And there are people like that in the community. Such, you know, so knowledgeable, so pious. But, you know, people say, no, he just keeps a low profile. He's not a low profile. They are just connected to Allah Ta'ala. They are just connected to Allah Ta'ala. They don't want people to come to know them. They just want to turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and we too can develop this sifat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته